two-part finale show hails the end of regular weekly content from Lone Holdout. But it's not over. I still haven't driven a stick shift. I've never been to a strip club. I've never seen an episode of Punky Brewster. There's still so much left for me to do for the first time, and I hope that any time I do something amazing, in the company of someone funny and awesome, I'll be able to report back to you. So without further ado, I present to you The Lone Holdout Finale Part 1, Getting Rude and Showing Butts.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
You were trying to explain to me what the Attitude Era was all about. You're like, oh, they were real rude, they would show their butts. And I'm like,
It's still cable. It's still cable. Basic cable.
A rude butt showing.
Rude butt showing.
Reportedly, wait a minute. Reportedly, somebody was rude to another person, and then somebody showed somebody else their butt. Rude and showing butt sounds like the Brinkmeyer household to me.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
This clip show is a toast to Lone Holdout, my little foray into podcasting. It's a toast to myself and to all the people who helped me make the show over the last 8 months. And like every toast I give, it must begin with the story of Al.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
So, what should we toast to? Because usually I toast to Al, the gentleman on Craigslist who offered to tie me up. But,
yikes.
Do you not know the story?
No, you haven't told me any of the... No.
Oh, no. So, I went to this gentleman's house. I was buying a piece of furniture. And he offered to tie me up.
What piece of furniture?
It was a headboard, so...
Oh.
And he was tying it to the top of my car,
Just the headboard?
Footboard as well.
Oh.
No rails.
No rails.
I did not get railed.
No rails.
There was no railing to be had. He was tying it to the top of my car, and he's looking at me real pointedly like, see how good I am at this? In full view of my three children.
And he was all like, I was a sailor.
So, for this gentleman who, in all of his bad judgment, made me feel quite attractive.
It's a compliment.
So can we toast it to Al?
No, toast to Al.
Okay, there you go.
So creepy Craigslist seller.
To the creepy Craigslist seller.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
I tell this story all the time. It is a gas to make fun of a guy who's picked the wrong moment to make his move. But even though his come on was misguided, I've come to appreciate it for its simplicity and honesty. Al gave me what I needed at that moment. He weighed me in an instant and didn't find me lacking. He saw me as I am, a dumpy mom with three kids clinging to my skirts. And even so, could say, hey, you are something special. He was the first person after my separation to make me feel like a desirable woman again. He saw value in me, and that gave me the seed of courage that I needed. But before I could tell the tale of Al, I had to live through the downfall of my marriage, and of life as I knew it. In October 2013, my world shattered. I had gone straight from college into the life of a stay-at-home mom, and had remained in that housewife rut for 8 years. I had a degree I wasn't using, I had a beautiful youth that I wasn't taking advantage of, I was existing in a state of suspended animation. I wasn't depressed most of the time, I just wasn't. And it's impossible to love someone who isn't there. My husband certainly thought so, because before I even knew what was happening, he had moved on. Suddenly I found myself alone. Not quite alone, I had these kids to take care of, but alone without somebody to face down the scary world with. I had gone my entire adult life with a partner by my side, and now at almost 30, I felt as vulnerable as a baby. Divorced folks are often encouraged to get a hobby, so that they can have an outlet for their nervous energy, so that they can have a distraction from their fear, and have something to begin to fill those holes in their lives. Healing and forgiving and moving on, that stuff takes time, but yoga and woodworking, that can be done now. And I was no exception. I had holes in my life, and I needed something. Someone. And in my time of need, I found someone. I was sent a beautiful, bearded angel.
This is Frankie Frayne.
Frankie and I went to the same high school, though we didn't know each other then. He was friends with my little brother, and I had always tried to stay up to date on his career. We had been Facebook friends for a few years, and I had listened to his podcast, Howawi, for a few months. He didn't know it at the time, but he even played a role in my divorce. Episode 53 of Howawi focused on love and relationships, and all the hosts talked about how amazing it is to share your life with your best friend. And knowing that I was not best friends with my husband, listening to that actually gave me the first glimpse into a future where my marriage was going to end. But before that auspicious world-shattering October, Frankie and I had had a few casual chats online. But after my separation, in Frankie, I found someone that I could turn to for conversation and comfort. He quickly dug a groove in my heart as a loyal and loving friend. He saw value in me. He saw potential as a podcaster. And instead of trying to comfort me by giving me a bunch of unhelpful platitudes, he gave me something bigger, a podcast on his network. And along with that, a mission, a weekly goal, and his trust that I could make it happen. I reached out to Tycho to be my co-host. He had been a host on a podcast I used to really enjoy. But in the days since ending his podcast, he had had a few bad breakups and had become unhappy and bitter. Since those were also the early days of my separation, I was spurred on by his misanthropy, and I presented a persona where I was a lovelorn, lonely woman.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
I realized that you're the only available man of an appropriate age that I'm not related to that I know. So
is this what you meant
by default?
Talk sweet to you?
Do you think I can't keep a man because I don't have a go-to squirrel recipe?
Well, you know, yeah, I dated a girl a couple of years ago. When was your last date?
I know, right?
I was gonna say, go hug somebody, but ain't nobody for me to go hug. Which is just a video for lonely, lonely women such as myself to watch. Also don't have a boyfriend. Thanks for rubbing it in. But anyway, I'm just kind of a dumpy mom. So there we go. Yeah. Is she hot?
You're less of a bridge troll, but...
Are they hot? No.
No.
Sorry. Previous to this, they were just imagining us as two lonely losers at tables for one, but now they know exactly who we are.
Go ahead and scream. You can't hold out.
But together, we were funny, and the chemistry was good. At first. In the third episode about Beyonce, we hit upon the riff that would resonate through the life of the show.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
Number 3. I'm in my penthouse half naked. I cooked this meal for you naked. Oh my god, there's a few.
Can I go? Can I go ahead and say?
Go ahead.
Being naked? Not a good idea.
Well, wear an apron. You don't want any, like, grease splatter. It doesn't sound very
pleasant. Then you're not cooking naked. You're wearing an apron.
And then if you've got a body hair issue, you don't even want to think about that. You know, full body hairnet.
Yeah, like I will admit to cooking dinner, like, there are times where I've done that without a shirt on. Just because I got out of bed, right? And I'm like, or, you know, let's go make something to eat. And I'll, like, be browning some ground beef or something and just be like, and be, like, spitting grease and, like... Yeah, ow. Like, even if it's just, like, my hand that's over there as I'm mixing the meat around and it's getting on my hand, it's like, ow, stop. But, yeah, don't cook naked. Don't cook naked. Like,
folks at home, if you take anything away from this podcast, regardless of our...
It's don't cook naked.
It's don't cook naked. Regardless of how we feel about this album or whether we feel like you should listen to it, don't cook naked.
Also... Also, what, like, before you cook or handle food, you should wash your hands. Why are you walking around the kitchen naked? There's just...
So your recommendation is, if you're going to cook naked, don't do it, but also take a shower and wear a full body hair.
If you're going to do it, don't.
Exactly. So, I cooked this meal for
yes,
you naked.
Like,
and then...
Thoroughly shower if you're going to cook naked.
And if you have a body hair issue, again, don't cook naked.
Oh, God. Okay. I didn't even think about that. Like, I know you mentioned it earlier, but where I went in my head was...
It didn't sink in.
Like, was, like, catching on fire or something. Like, it was a safety issue. Like, it was a safety hazard. God. That's where I went in my head.
No,
or,
it's
like,
just not...
Or, like, food goes... Or, like, you're chopping up chives or something, and a little chive gets stuck in your chest hair, and you don't realize it.
No, it's just not nice to your guests.
And then you walk around with a chive in your chest hair all day.
So there was that one. And then when he's...
What is it? I cooked for you naked? Is that...
You're going to make me laugh again because I can't read it. Yeah, I'm in my penthouse half naked. I cooked this meal for you naked.
Almost immediately, this became our signature.
I'm in my penthouse half naked. I cooked cook this meal for you naked.
So where the hell you at? And there you
is that it? Are we done?
I guess.
All right.
Don't cook naked.
is that our tagline?
Could be.
Is that what we're gonna do now? Is that our?
Are you gonna
get your dad? You gonna, get your dad square on the list?
Are you gonna say it or not?
Don't cook naked. Good night, everybody. Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
So until
don't
next time, don't cook naked. Psycho.
Good night, everybody.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Good night. So, Tycho, until next time.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. Good night. Good night. Especially while your parents are in town, Tycho. Don't cook naked. Good night.
Good night.
Sounds like a crazy time with the Alhambras.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
But nobody cooked naked.
Nobody cooked naked, and in the future also.
Don't cook naked.
Frankie, you want to say it?
Don't cook naked.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Is he known for cooking naked?
I don't know. I haven't read all of his shit.
Oh. I don't want to pick. Why would you make me picture that?
All right, don't cook
Hello,
naked.
Hello, Frank. Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Good night. Yeah, cool joke you got there, bro. All right, well, there you have it. Hey, guys, don't cook naked.
That
well, this
song.
Has been Lone Holdout. Fuck off and die forever. Don't cook naked. But the problems were there right from the beginning.
I think this show is a stepping stone to doing a better show, which is a stepping stone to doing a better show, which may eventually, which I'll take you with me because you're my co-host.
Oh, I thought you were about to like pull off your headset and walk away.
Do a mic drop.
This podcast is over.
Yeah, we're done. Well, apparently you don't want me to talk anymore, so.
Oh, are we having a podcast fight right now?
Well, jeez. You got someone else who wants to do a podcast with you?
I could probably find someone. God damn it, Brinky. I hate you.
Were you talking to me?
Both of you. I hate both of you.
All right.
A bad sigh? That sounded like a bad sigh. Like no more Downs jokes.
It is an irritated sigh. I know that one by now.
Go ahead and scream. You can't hold out.
Tycho was increasingly unhappy. He said it was because the format made him feel choked. He hinted but never said that it was me making him feel suffocated. With the amount of prep work that I asked him to put in, and the amount of what he saw as valuable contribution, but what I saw as rambling, that got edited out. I suspect that he also wished that the show were more successful, and that he could be famous. And maybe all these reasons were valid, but really, he was just a different person than he had been in the days of his own podcast. And maybe that charming, funny guy was still in there somewhere, but I wasn't able to draw him out. It wasn't working, and the last couple of episodes we shared are stiff, unfunny, and hard to listen to. And after episode 15 wrapped, he left. I was the lone holdout, and now I was receiving lone billing. But I wasn't ready to quit, so the podcast went on.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, in the first episode of the post-Tycho era, don't cook naked?
Yeah, don't cook naked or we come and cut off your chance and...
Don't cook naked, oh. What? That's the Spanish version of don't cook naked.
Is nice. It, though?
Good Probably
night.
Not.
Good night.
Good night, Podcast Nation.
I talk to my baby. Don't. Frankie, would you like to say it as Stone Cold?
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook.
What?
Don't.
Good night.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't put Twinkies on your pizza.
And?
Cook naked.
Don't cook naked. All right.
I'm going to need you to say, don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. Good night. You do get to guest star on your very favorite podcast, and you can use our closing line, which is, don't cook naked.
No, because grease hurts.
Just say it.
Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Okay, so what we learned from the Craigslist experiment is don't cook naked. Is that what it was?
Don't cook naked.
Yeah. Yeah, all those
Is that
words.
What we learned?
At the end of every episode of Lone Holdout, we say our closing line. Which one of you wants to go first?
Zach, because he forgot.
Right.
Really? You want to put the pressure on me?
Yeah,
because the pressure's already on. Why don't we just rip the Band-Aid?
Don't judge yet.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is if you're going to cook, don't cook naked.
Nice.
Okay.
Hector?
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. Good night. And dads, you have given us all your wisdom, but we're going to impart some upon you as well. Hey, guys.
Don't cook naked?
Don't cook naked. Good night. At the end of every episode, my guest will say this, the closing line. Okay. I say it as well. And it is, don't cook naked.
That's good advice.
All right. So are you ready to sign us out?
Yeah.
So, Dad, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks for being on here with me.
And don't cook naked.
Good night. If one were to cook, what's the preferred attire?
Well, I would recommend that you don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. Good night.
Don't cook naked.
John?
Yeah, it's better not to do that. Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Naked.
Naked. Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Don't be cooking naked.
Good night.
Don't cook naked, people.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked.
Good night.
Don't cook naked.
I'm just gonna let him dangle.
That was actually much more of like a Gregorian chant, I think.
That was a good solo. Thanks, guys.
All right, Sam.
Don't cook naked.
Don't cook naked. Good night.
Go ahead and scream. You can't hold out.
But the pressure had begun to build, and I was having less fun. Tycho's departure brought up similar feelings that I had had after my divorce. You hitch your wagon to somebody, and you expect to be with them indefinitely. But suddenly that person is gone, and all the plans you've made are left hanging. And either you decide to forego all the plans, or you try to modify them and go it alone. Frankie tried to help. He was always ready to jump in the co-host seat. But the break had been made. I began to feel the strain of the weekly deadline. And I knew that eventually I would get tired of it. I started to plan the finale so that when that day came, I could go out the way I wanted to. I knew that the only way to go out would be to do the thing I said I would never do. I had to cook naked. But I couldn't do it alone. I may be the lone holdout, but this podcast has never been just about me. I have always had a friend along for the ride.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
Hey, this is Craig Whitney.
My name is Herbert Brinkmeyer.
Hey everyone, this is Hector Perez.
And I'm Zach Shepard, and together we are the collective host of
Slappish Show.
Sorry, this is Fernando, the nervous Mexican.
This is Father John, also I can't even say my own fucking name.
This is Steamroll Sally here, you know, to steamroll your thoughts and not let you talk. Yeah, you can't get a word in edgewise, because I'm here to tell you jokes and actually make them funny.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
So I needed a friend to come along. And I got a few yeses.
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
So everyone I get on here, I ask for them to come with me. What do you think?
I'll consider it.
Awesome. You would have to be naked as well. Okay.
I'll consider it.
Mm-hmm. I've found a nude resort in Austin that has cabins with full kitchens. Will you come with me?
What are the rates?
What are the rates? I'll pay for it. I'm not gonna pay you to do it, but I'll pay for it.
Why not? Let's do that.
You do have to be naked.
I'm nervous about this. Sure.
Father John, will you go to a nudist resort with me and cook naked?
Sure, why not?
Are you serious?
Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out.
But I soon found that I didn't need to agonize over the decision, because it wasn't up to me. Because what does the universe do for me when I'm in need? I'm sent a beautiful bearded angel. And from the depths of OkCupid, he came. And everything I wanted, he was. And everything I needed, he had.
Hello, this is actor comedian Christian Huey, and this
is. Now, children and animals are allowed to sniff somebody out, deem them worthy or unworthy, and then decide whether to give themselves over entirely to the feelings of loyalty and affection. Remember Al and his bizarre come on? He made a snap judgment, acted in the moment, and came out looking ridiculous. Babies and dogs are granted the privilege of loving a person on instinct, but it's thought to be undignified for someone my age to fall in love that way. When you get past your teenage years, you're supposed to be slower, more cautious, bordering on suspicious. And yet, there he was. I was looking for someone to take along on my final adventure, and he was the perfect choice. Because this is someone I was already naked with, and not just in a bedroom, nighttime activity kind of way. This was someone that, right away, I was able to feel him out on instinct and give myself over completely. He did the same, and like tumblers in a lock, he clicked into place in my life. The holes that I had tried to fill with a hobby had started to close up, and my mommy downest, lovelorn persona became obsolete immediately. I began to heal in a way that can only happen when you love and are loved back. And even if this recording has to stand as testament to a fling that didn't work out, he will still have been the right partner to cook naked with. This man is fearless, and his adventurous spirit is contagious. I needed his bravery to make this happen. And he agreed to come. If this is love, then love is easy. It's the easiest thing to do. If this is love, then love completes me. So do you want to talk about our final episode?
I don't know what our final episode is.
Well, I know, but so eventually I'm going to get to a point where I'm overwhelmed and tired, and I'm not going to want to do it anymore. And
right.
I'm going to want to go out the way I want to.
Which is in a blaze of glory?
A blaze of glory.
Okay.
And so we just recorded an episode together.
Right.
Do you remember the closing line?
Yeah, yeah. Don't cook naked.
Right. And so this came from the third episode of the podcast where we reviewed the Beyonce album. The
right.
one where she dropped it on iTunes.
Which is called Don't Cook Naked.
It's not called Don't Cook Naked.
Oh, right.
But she does have a line, a lyric about cooking naked.
Oh.
The line is, I'm in my penthouse naked. I cooked this meal for you naked.
God, man, she's so fucking brilliant.
And so Tycho and I went on a several-minute riff about how cooking naked, just a kind of a bad idea. For lots of reasons.
Oh,
first of all,
please.
If you've got guests over, that's a little rude.
Well, yeah.
If you've got
they want to see you naked.
If you've got a body hair issue, what, mm-hmm. What happens then?
Ouch. And then, of course, the oil popping, splashing heat
absolutely.
Thing. Absolutely. Plop, plop, plop.
Would you consider wearing an apron to be cooking naked? You're not naked. So
no,
you gotta
no.
be 100% balls out naked. Like that's
right,
not,
literally balls out.
That's not cool.
My balls need to be nowhere near the skillet.
The food.
Let's
yeah.
just get that. And, or the food.
It's not very nice to serve someone food that you've cooked naked. Do you think?
Well, unless
what's
that's
an okay food to cook naked? Toast, maybe.
Toast is fine.
Okay. So, everyone that I've brought
maybe
on the podcast.
Pasta.
Maybe some pasta, but then think about it this way. You're
mm-hmm.
dealing with pasta. That's boiling mm-hmm. water.
Sure.
What about splashback?
Well, no. You boil the water before you're naked. You do the rest when you're naked.
So you're talking about just mixing noodles
well,
and
you
got to
plan this. I'm just saying.
So
you can't go willy-nilly, as it were.
Limited amounts of nakedness
mm-hmm.
is appropriate while cooking.
Sure. You plan it.
So don't cook naked except for sometimes?
Yes,
you're
precisely.
Okay with sometimes cooking naked.
Yeah, 40%.
Speaking of which, let's talk about this. And so Lone Holdout is about things that I thought I would never do. You know, I never thought I would get to Four Loko. People are like, oh, that shit's illegal now, yo. You know, and here we are drinking Four Loko. You know, I never thought I would go camping because I'm not the hell of an outdoorsman. You're making all these dreams come true, right?
I'm so glad
let's
I
talk
can let
about,
this happen for you.
Let's talk about the last episode. I figure, what is the most appropriate thing to go out on? I said I would never cook naked.
Now.
Now.
You can cook naked sometimes.
I should cook naked.
Sometimes.
And so I found a nudist resort in Austin. They
yes.
have cabins.
The fully, Hippie Hollow. Is that Hippie Hollow?
It might be.
It's Hippie Hollow.
Fully decked out. There are
mm-hmm.
cabins with full kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
I could cook naked if I want to.
You could, but I would still recommend using an apron.
Not the point. Now, the thing is that everyone I bring on the show, I ask them off mic. Well, not off mic, because we're on mic right now.
Yeah.
Just not to be published right now. Just later. Do you want to come with me?
Hell yeah.
You would have to be naked.
Oh, I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm comfortable with my body enough to be naked.
I would also be naked.
Well, that means that two of us at least will be naked.
Do you cook?
I cook.
What's your specialty?
Frittata.
Frittata, which is like eggs and stuff, right?
Yeah, but
Tell me about how frittatas work.
Well, it's like an omelet, but more Spanish.
Mm-hmm. What goes into it?
Shakier.
How much like grease and splashback do you get? What's the, is there any danger in cooking a frittata naked?
Well, no, if you're wearing a... Because, so I guess you're not... I'm not technically naked because I will have an apron on?
No, you won't.
Okay. Well, I gotta rethink this.
You want to cook naked?
All right. Backtrack. Not frittata. I will do an omelet.
You'll do an omelet naked?
Yeah, I'll do an omelet.
You cook an omelet naked?
Yeah, but nothing like... nothing greasy in there.
Nothing greasy, but you'll cook naked.
I would love to make it with chorizo, but I just can't risk it. I just can't risk it.
So, we've got a qualified yes.
Yeah.
You might cook naked.
A strongly qualified yes. How do you like that?
Let's maybe cook naked.
I think this is maybe a great idea. And let's maybe shake on this possible definitely idea that we might possibly follow through with.
You don't have a weak handshake.
Well, thank you, dear.
Let's maybe cook naked.
Let's maybe. Go ahead and
scream, you can't hold out. So that's the story of the rise and fall that played out over 30 episodes of Lone Holdout. But there's still one more adventure to be had in part two. And until then, cook naked, or don't. But do try something you've never tried before. And do pray for a bearded angel. But don't let your heart sickness make you bitter and closed off, lest you miss an opportunity to fall stupid in love. And do remember to take a towel when you're headed to the nudist camp. That and more next week. See you then. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end though. Alone.
Let's show dicks.
Let's show dicks.